Here in the U.S. for the past 2 weeks, we've been obsessed with the case of one man with XDR-TB, a type of tuberculosis that is extremely resistant to treatment. The reality is that around the world there are nearly 500,000 TB cases a year that are resistant to drugs. And the number of such cases has been increasing due to both direct transmission and failure to complete a drug regimen. NPR's Brenda Wilson has the story of one young man and his battle with drug-resistant TB.
Paul Thorne has a flair for the dramatic, understandably. In 1991, he was diagnosed with HIV. That was before anti-AIDS drugs, and he was constantly in and out of the hospital, suffering from an infection. During one hospital stay on the AIDS ward, he became infected with multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis when the nurse induced another patient to cough up sputum,
which means that the patient was asked to breathe in vaporized saline, so he would cough and they could collect samples. This procedure was carried out 3 times on the open ward, and 8 of us were involved in the outbreak, and indeed 7 people died, and I'm the only survivor from that outbreak.
People with HIV, like most people with compromised immune systems, are particularly vulnerable to drug-resistant tuberculosis. Thorne spent 3 months in the hospital in isolation. Seeing Andrew Speaker in that mask brought back terrifying memories.
Because for 3 months I was essentially cared for by people that I didn't know. I didn't know what they looked like. All I could ever see were their eyes.
The nurses wore masks that covered everything but their eyes. And back then, he says, the fear was such that no one wanted to come into his room. For Paul Thorne, a gregarious man, the worst of the disease was the isolation. But the disease, he says, lived up to its old literary and historical reputation as consumption.
The weight loss was dramatic. Raging night sweats, cough, the taste of blood in my mouth.
Within time, the symptoms disappeared, but the treatments didn't.
In total, I was on 5 different drugs, which it was an awful lot of pills. It was about 30 pills a day. And one injection 3 times a week.
And this treatment went on for 3 years.
The injection I was on, for example, was called streptomycin. And shortly after having that injection, my mouth would go numb. Also, other drugs mainly made me feel very sick. I would vomit sometimes, diarrhea, headachey. So, I used to feel that the drugs made me feel an awful lot worse than the disease itself. Once I got to the point where I was non-infectious, once, you know, I didn't have a fever, once I'd started putting on weight again, the hardest part was continuing to take medication that made me feel so rotten.
WHO's Director of TB Control, Dr. Mario Raviglione, says failing to complete treatment contributes not only to resistance, but to the spread of worse forms of the disease.
TB is not a disease that can be easily, you know, undermined or forgotten. It's not something that you treat, you give the antibiotics and you tell the patient go home and forget about it. Because in a week time or in 2 months time, the patient may come back and you know, be sick and having infected others.
Which is why in Britain, Paul Thorne was monitored the whole time he was in treatment.
After nearly 3 years of treatment, I was taken off of treatment and declared cured. Since then, there's been no sight or sound of MDR-TB. It's over 12 years now since I've had it. And also in the meantime, since I was very ill in the early 90s, we now have antiretroviral therapy. So my HIV is also managed. And indeed, I lead a very full life. I'm going out tonight.
XDR-TB has cropped up in 37 countries, but mainly in the G8 and other middle-income countries like Korea and India, and in Eastern Europe, where the collapse of the Soviet Union led to the collapse of public health institutions. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.